Thank you for listening to NPC Radio. The next program is coming up, and you should not miss it for anything. Shalom. NPC Devotionals. Light for your day, strength for your journey. From morning vibes to late night praise, NPC Radio's got you covered all day. We play the hits, share the word, bring the laughs, and lift your faith. Whether it's Saved, Rhythm and Love, The Update, or Covenant Walk, there's always something fresh, fun, and full of Jesus. Tune in now at npcproductions.com/shows, NPC Radio, where faith meets the beat.
Tired of the same old content? Same songs, same shows, same noise. Switch to NPC Radio now. Gospel hits that inspire, talk shows with real-life wisdom, testimonies that shake the soul, fresh, faith-filled content every week. NPC Radio, more than just radio, its purpose, its power, its truth. Tune in today at npcproductions.com/shows.
You're locked in to the home of spirit-filled content. This is NPC Radio. Catch hashtag Save for the best in urban gospel music, Rhythm and Love for those sweet Jesus melodies that move the soul, The Update to keep you informed and inspired, and Covenant Walk for all things marriage and godly relationships. Don't miss Testimony Time, where real people share what the Lord has done. And that's not all. There's so much more waiting for you at npcproductions.com/shows.
What is coming next because you are scared? Don't ever think like that. This is Night Light, ladies and gentlemen, and my name is Isaac Katariyeba, and I'm giving you the best tips ever to get over all your troubles whenever they come to you, whenever you're being fearful, whenever you're losing faith. Remember Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That verse should be able to carry you through each and everything that disturbs you, each and everything that makes you feel like you can't handle, each and everything that makes you feel like, no, this is the end. It's never the end, my sister. It's never the end, my brother. It's just the beginning, because the love of God is always going to be with you. The love of God is going to carry you through each and everything that happens to you, all those things that scare you are nothing before God. All those things that you think are not going to let you go over your problems, they are nothing before God. They are very tiny. They are tinier than a pebble. You know what a pebble is? Kakati pebble. Gwatachimanyi. A pebble is like a stone, but a very tiny stone. A very tiny stone. That is a pebble. Like, it's too tiny. It has no effect almost. When you look at it, according to the size of the earth, it has no effect. So that is your problems, okay? That is your all of your problems in the eyes of God. It's like very tiny, tiny bit of rock, like very tiny, tiny bit of rock. And then you're all scared. And then you're all thinking life is not going to change. And then you're all there thinking, am I ever going to get out of this situation? Yes, you are going to get out of the situation. All you have to do is believe in the Lord. All you have to do is be faithful. All you have to do is give yourself, give everything unto him. Walwa kaimba kagamba let go and let God. Muka manyi ndooza. Ninana kaimba kalaka yunzo kubwa kama muka manyi bulala. Na ye kuno ku radio tero kuwa kaimba. Ka hip hop, ka rap, kagamba let go and let God. So I gotta let go and let God. But check it then. Let go of each and everything that is disturbing you and let God take control. That is the message in that beautiful song, and that's why I love it. I'm going to even be playing it for you guys anytime now, because it's going to play back in your speakers, because it's a very nice song. It's a wonderful song. So now as we continue, I would love to also remind you to get a brand new perspective on suffering, because being crucified with Christ means hardships are not meaningless anymore. They become a part of the refining process as Christ is working inside of you. Ebizibu webi kujira chimanye nti bidi chitundu tundu kwebi ebi kutuwala kukufuka omuntu Kristo gwaya galobele omuntu Kristo gwaya kutondela okubeera oyo omuntu yennyini ng'omulimu gwa Kristo gukolebwamu mundayo omumunda. Ebi ebizibu ebijja biyamba kitwale ng'ekiso nga bakola ekitala. Ekitala bakikolera mu muliro. Ekitala kikolebwa mu muliro era omuliro ogwo guba gwokya. Omuliro guba gwokya. Okitegedde? Omuliro guba gwokya, but you don't have to be afraid of that fire, because that fire is just making you. It's not breaking you, it's making you. So you take it like that, the fire is making you, and you are going to become a better person through all those troubles you're going through. Okay? You're becoming a better person. Don't look at troubles like that. Look at troubles as a mending force. Yeah? As that force that is making you who you are meant to be, that force that is turning you into the Isaac that you are meant to be, the force that is turning you into the wonderful person that you are meant to be. Okay? That is what the fire should feel like. The fire should not feel like, this is now the end of me. I'm not going to ever do anything else now that I'm going through this. No, come on. Yeah? That fire is just meant to make you stronger. That fire is just meant to make you better. That fire is meant to put you up to the next level where God wants you to be. So never be afraid of troubles. Never be afraid. It's a hard thing to do. It's a very difficult thing to do, because troubles even come in volumes. You get it? Volumes. Sometimes some trouble is big and you feel it on you, it's too big. But I told you earlier that those troubles that feel so big are teeny weeny pebbles to God. Very tiny bits of pebble, like very tiny rocks. All you have to do is understand that His love stays with us. His love never goes away from us. His love is always with us. His love is always and always with us. Okay? His love is always with us. His love never leaves us. We are sustained by His love. We are kept strong by His love. And then I would also remind you that this verse anchors us in the fact that Christ loved me and gave Himself for me. Okay? Put that in your head. Put me where you are. Okay, let me just do it like this. Christ loved you, gave His life for you. Okay? His sacrifice is proof. It's total proof that He won't abandon you in your troubles. You understand? Christ loved you and me, gave Himself for us, me and you, at the same time. And His sacrifice is proof that He will never abandon you in your troubles. Okay? Okay? I know you understand this. I know you digest it properly. Because we are sustained by the love of Christ. We are sustained by the love of Christ. And He's always with us. He's always taking us through troubles. He's always guiding us. He's always helping us. And we don't even pay anything. Bwatakuma n'abakuumi abasinga amaanyi baba bakuumidde bwereere, munnange mujawuliriza. Bwatakuuma abakuumi bafe ab'emmundu mye tebalina kye bakoze. Bwatakuuma abakuumi baffe bonna bonna baba tebalina mulimu. Okitegeera? Kakati kyolina okukola kiri kimu, kwewa Kristo, osigale nga okkiriza nti buli kimu ekikutuukako akiraba era asindika obuyambi, kubanga yeetakuma kuyamba. Kristo atuyamba buli lunaku. Buli lunaku abantu bonna bonna abeetolodde ensi, abantu bonna bonna abali eyo nga bayita mu bizibu ebitenkanika, manyi bantu bangi nnyo ng'akola n'akasente naye ng'ekibuga mwabeera, ekibuga mwabeera, buli kimu kya bbeeyi, tasobola na ku affordinga nnyumba. Abantu babeera mu zi tent, abantu babeera ku street beebaka ku makubo. Abantu, mwana gwe, all you have to do is be strong in the Lord. Be strong in Jesus, okay? Be strong in Jesus. Listen to the word of God. Feed yourself with it. Nange chali kizibu nyo, by the way. Olaba ndi wanoneyo geza wenti nkugamba chino na chiri. Na ye, you might think it has been easy for me. It has not been easy at all, because our flesh is built to drive us towards the things that it wants. Our flesh drives us to take us to Mwenge. Our flesh wants to take us to some smoke. Because for the flesh, it stays on the earth. When you die, the flesh and the bones, they stay on the earth, but your soul needs to be fed with the word of God, because when you die, your soul goes to be judged to the Lord. You understand? And it is built to take you to the right direction, so that you don't burn in that fire. You don't go into that lake of fire. You understand? That is how the Lord created us. Now, it is us to fight that urge. We have to fight the urge of our flesh. We have to fight the needs of our flesh. We have to help ourselves through it. We have to help ourselves out of all this temptation, out of all this damnation that the world brings. The world comes with so many things. We get so much from the world, and we think at some point it is what is good for us, but it is never what is good for us. It is in fact so bad for us that we don't even know how bad it is. You get it? We don't know how bad it is. It is so bad for us, but we don't know, because we are taken over by the body. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to advise you today, stop letting your body take control. Take over. Take over, because you are the boss. You are the boss. You are the boss of everything that happens within and around you. You are the boss. And take control. Take control. Take control, my people. Please don't allow this to take you over. Don't allow the body to drive you. Don't allow the body to rule you. Don't allow the body to make you do funny things. Take over. You have all the power. You have all the might to believe in the Lord. You have all the might to do by His will. You have all the might to be one of those Christians that live by virtue, live by faith. You understand? You can do all this. It's not just limited to the preachers. It's not limited to the godly people. You say godly, inti, oyo, mulokole nyo. There's no such thing as mulokole nyo. You can be mulokole nyo. You understand? You can be mulokole nyo. It's not anyone in particular supposed to be mulokole nyo. Come on. Everyone can be mulokole nyo. And being mulokole nyo is not bad for you, surprisingly, but the way people say it makes you feel like it is bad for you. It makes you feel like it is bad for you at some point. You get it? But yet it is very good. It is something very nice. It is something you're supposed to be, to save your own life, your own soul, and even preach the gospel to others. Tell them the good things of Fuka Musumba. Fuka Musumba, because you need it. The world around you need it. You get? There are so many people that need to hear these words. There are so many people that need to know that God loves them. Okay? Mulokole nyo is not limited to some people. Everyone can be. You can be, even you, Imelda Namutebi, you can be mulokole nyo. Even you out there, Tony Kayuzai, you can be mulokole nyo. Everybody out there can be mulokole nyo. And Tony Kayuzai is already mulokole nyo, so I just made that mention. But for you out there who thinks, for you out there who thinks that being a Musumba is limited to these guys who call themselves balokole, eh? Hey, please change your mindset, because even you can be a mulokole and you can turn into a Musumba. You get it? You can turn into a Musumba and you change lives. You can turn into a Musumba and you inspire so many lives. You inspire so many people, even those that you didn't know you'd inspire. Okay? That is what it is, man. But anyways, thank you so much for listening to MPC on Church of MPC Radio. I'm still with you, Isaac Kateriawa, and this is Nightlight Oba Chitangala Chomichiro. Eyo muziki zange nziki zekute jefe chitangala. Unakolwa leo tambuli de Galatians 2:20, because a wise man once told me that if you want to understand the word of God, focus on scripture by scripture. Don't just jump and say you want to read the whole Bible. You won't understand it. And I said, okay. This makes sense. So Galatians 2:20 says, my old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not treat the grace of God as meaningless, for if keeping the law could make us right with God, then there was no need for Christ to die. That is verse 21, the verse that continues down there. Okay? Yeah, thank you so much for listening to NPC Online Church. And now we are continuing, we are going down. We've looked at being sustained by his love, and we are still going. Okay? Yeah, it has just begun, by the way. We have some more time to go because I am still with you. I'm always with you. I'm going to be here with you. And you guys just listen to We Are Heirs. I hope you got the message, because Mr. Pitua was saying almost the same thing. He was preaching against an orphan mentality. He preached again and reminded us about Christian character. Proverbs 11 verse 1 to 3. Yeah, that is where we were, and I hope you guys got that show. If you didn't catch it, please come back tomorrow from 8 to 9. You'll catch it. 8 to 9, you'll catch it. We Are Heirs is going to be right back. There's new episodes coming up, so you should just stay here with us, stay with the station, and you're definitely going to catch all of this that is going on. You're going to catch everything that happens here on the station. Thank you so much for listening to NPC Online Church, your NPC Radio. And I would like to remind you right now that daily surrender is something you should do every time you feel like you are in trouble. Because every trouble is a reminder to lay down self-effort. All of our self-effort, those things you think you can do by yourself, put it all down and allow Christ's Spirit to lead you, giving peace beyond understanding. Because whenever Christ takes over, you get that eternal peace, you get that freedom, and you're freed from all the thoughts you had. Each and everything you thought goes away. Everything you've been thinking that you can do by yourself, okay, you don't do it because you can't, and Christ does it all for us. He finishes those problems, and by the time you get back into your mind, you'll be like, wow, this stuff is already done. Oh my goodness, how am I feeling this good? How am I doing this well? You get it? Yeah, that is exactly where I was. I used to think I could do everything by myself, and every time I got stuck with it all, I'd be like, now what am I going to do? Nenda kola chingandi stuck. Chino si chisobola. You get it? But I forgot that was the whole point of the thing. I can't handle anything by myself. I needed Christ, but I didn't know that I needed him. You get it? Yeah, and in the end, I survived drugs. In the end, I survived each and everything that was happening to me. I managed to beat addictions. I managed to beat alcohol off. I managed to beat marijuana off. I managed to beat so many drugs off. Even pills, I survived all that nonsense. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And it's just Jesus that does this for us. It is the Christ in us. It is that blood that washes us. It is that blood that cleanses us. It is the Holy Spirit, his grace. Oh, I don't know how to say everything. You can't say everything about God. You know that he does so much. We don't even know where to begin usually. But now I'd like to also remind you to have a victorious mindset. When you have a mindset of winners, troubles will never define the outcome. Because Christ lives in you, your story is one of endurance and ultimate victory. You are a winner. You are a winner. You are a very big winner. And no one should say loser to you. Nobody should ever say loser to you. Nobody. You should never allow anyone to tell you that nonsense, okay? Never allow anyone to tell you that you are a loser, because you are not. You are a winner. You understand? You are a big winner. The Lord made you a winner, and you will always be a winner. So have a victorious mindset. Have that mindset of winners. Have that mindset that wins each and every duel that you enter. When you enter a war, you beat it. When you enter a battle, you win that. When you go into a competition, you beat that stuff. When you go to school, you are beating those guys. When you enter a radio station and you never had papers, you didn't study journalism or what, you beat that stuff up. You be the best. You be on top of it because you have a victorious mindset, because the word of the Lord is inside of you. The blood of the Lord washes you clean every day, and the Holy Spirit itself is just all around you, and it's fixing you for situations. It's changing you here and there where you need to be changed. It is mending you, and it is molding you for better. Thank you guys so much for listening to NPC Online Church. This is just the beginning, by the way. This is only the beginning. We have just started. We have just started this off because we cannot even live without knowing who we are in Christ. We can't live. And you guys who don't know who you are in Christ, I think you are seeing your life. I don't have to tell you how it is. But when you don't know your place in Christ, you are there, you are confused. The world tells you, you are living by proving to people that you are worth their attention. You think that your worth comes down to what humans think. You live a terrible life. You live a terrible life. I've been there. That's why I'm saying all this stuff. I've thought that maybe if these guys don't think I'm cool, I'm not cool. If these guys don't think I'm super nice, I'm not super nice. So I have to do all this stuff to prove to human beings that I am this good to be part of them. But it's never the point. It's never the point. The point is you are a child of God. You were crucified with Christ, and when he rose in you, like Galatians 2:20 says, and every day that you live for him, because he's always inside of you. His blood is in you. His Holy Spirit is with you. So you live with him. You live for him. You understand? And don't let troubles define your life, because troubles usually magnify self-focus, eh? But being crucified with Christ means putting death to anxiety, like kill the anxiety. Driven by self and placing it with Christ-centered trust. Put all your trust in Christ. Put all your trust in Jesus. Put all your trust in the Son of Man that rose from the dead. That same Christ that turned water into wine. That same Christ that walked on water. That same Christ. Replace it with that trust that is centered in Christ. And you will see how life will go for you. Because endurance becomes possible when you no longer live by your own stamina. Living in Christ supplies you with that eternal endurance to withstand trials. Ogumire bintu binji. Binji, umanyi, enduring means okuguma. You get it? Ero kuguma kuberang kusoboka. Okuguma kusoboka. You know, Luganda sometimes, Luganda sometimes holds me by the neck. Especially when I'm transitioning to it. But hey, I'll do it because the Holy Spirit is helping me do this well. You get it? You no longer live by your own stamina. Christ is inside of you. Christ lives with you. And he supplies you with that eternal supernatural endurance to stand against trials. You get it? You can beat anything that comes to you. Anything. Because the cross that Christ died on, it shows us that death leads to resurrection. Every time we see that cross, we know that there is resurrection after that death. Every trouble you endure points towards God's greater purpose and ultimate restoration. He restores us. He rebuilds us. He makes us, sorry about that, excuse me. He makes us new. He makes us whole again. We don't have to be defined by everything we go through. You understand? Because every time we are in trouble, guilt or shame may rise. The guilt always comes when we are in trouble. You remember the things you did bad. You remember the things you didn't do so well. Oh my God, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. But Galatians 2:20 reminds us that Christ already bore your condemnation. It frees you to walk boldly even when life feels heavy. You understand that? You are free to go. You are free to live life happy. You don't have to hold yourself by your past. You don't have to let your old mistakes hold you by the neck for it. Like, you did this, like, in how many years back? 10 years. Some people have 10-year-old problems. I was one of them. Some people have 5-year-old problems. Those are a bit younger, but they're still old problems. Why hold on to them? Some people have 1 year, 2 year, 5 months, 2 months, but take it all away. Get healed. Be healed from it all. Be healed from it all. You understand? Be healed. All that will go away. All that goes right away when you believe. All that scoots away when you believe. You understand? All you have to do is to be anchored in the cross with the hope that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That same hope that he had when he was on that cross. That same hope that pulled him out of that grave. You get it? That godly, that divine hope that he had. He knew things would change. He knew that he was going to get out of that grave. You get it? And I would like you to know that troubles test faith, but they also strengthen it. Faith is not proven in comfort, but in pressure usually. Living by faith in the Son of God during hardships proves the reality of Christ's life in you. So please do just that. Live by faith in the Son of God. Be strong in the Son of God. Be very strong, because it proves the reality of Christ's life in you. And he is always present in the suffering. You are not abandoned. Troubles come and they become an opportunity to experience Christ's companionship, because he lives in us. He lives in you. He lives in me. He lives in you everywhere, all around the world, wherever you are. He lives in you. You get it? He lives in you. And he's always doing these wonderful things for you. He's always changing your life in ways you don't know. He's always touching your life in ways you don't understand, ways you will never understand even if you try to. He's always changing your life for better. He's always pointing you towards the right direction. He's always pointing you towards better every other day of your life. You understand? And be a living testimony to the others. Because enduring hardships with Christ-centered faith becomes a witness. You get? People see not your strength, but Christ's life shining through the weakness. That weakness you have, they will see. Ngogumie. Nogamba nze Kristo ye wange, nze Kristo ebizibu byange yabimanyi, nze Kristo ebizibu byange yabimala. You win, and when you win, the people around you take you as testimony. They be like, oh my God, he won this. If Isaac could, I can too. If Imelda could, I can too. You understand? If Mr. Pitua could, I can too. Because of that faith that is within us, when you hold on to it, we become living testimonies to the others. So please, please, please change your life for better. Because troubles are temporary, but Christ's life in you is eternal. Galatians 2:20 helps believers endure by focusing on eternal reality over present pain. Ebikulume saweno, obiva kono obita, biveko, biteke erie wala. Ebikulume saweno, biveko, gwetunulia Kristo, Kristo mugambe, nchimanyi wanfirira, nchimanyi ebizibu byange gwabimanyi, nchimanyi ebizibu byange gwabimala, chikole Kristo, I give it all to you, I let the will and hand it on to you. Take the will, Jesus. Take the will, Christ. Drive me to wherever you think I'm supposed to go. Drive me to the right direction. Oja kulaba mukama abikola. No koma ono tugamba nti banange ze wenakiriza mukama yankolera kino. Banange ze wenakiriza obulamu bwange bwakyuka. Banange ze wenakiriza this and this happened. Banange ze wenakiriza things happened in my life. You understand? You don't have to beat yourself up for things that you don't know, for things that passed a long time ago. Put that all in the past. Put that in the past. because it's done, it's over, it's temporary, it went that day. Every time you put it back into your head, it's like you're just inviting it back to come and disturb you. But for some reason, you're just creating it because it is over. Troubles are there is no trouble that walwa enjogere gamba anti newe chibachi chimala nechigwa. You get it? Newe chibachi chimala nechigwa. So put it in your head that whatever you're going through right now, it's going to come to a definite end. And when it comes to an end, you are going to be a happy person. But every time you hold on to things that are just old, that are just hurting you, they'll keep hurting you for all the wrong reasons. Because they're not supposed to be hurting you. Na hiyo gwe kenyini, omala nobiita, nobikomyawo, banange ndibwenti, banange ndibwentyo, banange ate kino kinnuma, banange kino kinnuma naye nga kikuluma kyayita dda. Kyakwerabira n'okwerabira ne gw'okijjukiza nti kikuluma. Don't be like that, come on. Shift from temporary to eternal. Yeah? Because troubles are temporary, Christ's life in you is eternal. Okay? Remember that, please, as we continue. And also, remember to love each other as motivation in hardship, because Christ loved me and gave himself for me. That is a line from Galatians 2:20. And this love is fuel to keep all of us going through troubles, knowing that nothing on this planet can separate us from Christ. Nothing. He gave his life for us. You understand? He gave his life for us. And then you also need to learn to be joyful in the middle of trials. Because when Christ lives in you, joy is no longer dependent on circumstances. You carry an inner assurance that hardship cannot erase. You understand that? That assurance you have inside of you, that blood of Jesus that runs through you, that Holy Spirit that is all around you, it is just giving you joy, and that joy is supposed to be there in the middle of each and everything you go through, whether it's happiness, whether it's trials, whether it's tribulation, whether it's anything else. That joy is supposed to be there with you in the middle of all those trials. That joy is supposed to stay with you every day of your life. So just let that sink in, let that come into your life, and let his joy take over. Let his joy be with you. Let his love itself, his love protect you. Let his love take over in your life. I'm going to read for you Galatians 2:20 once more. Yeah, because it's the reason we are here. We are going to be having Galatians 2:20 for a very long time, because I need you guys to understand this as much as I do, and even better than maybe me. You get it? Because I'm not the top of everything. We are the heads, not the tails, but I'm not the top of everything. You can maybe you read it before I read it. You get it? You get it? Yeah. So now I'm going to read it for you once more, just so we get it together. You understand? We go on the same page until the next time when we go away from it and go to some other verse to inspire us. But this is our verse for a long time. I promise you, it's going to be our verse, because it relates to too much that goes on in all our lives. It touches so much. You understand? So, ladies and gentlemen, Galatians 2:20, my old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Verse 21, I do not treat the grace of God as meaningless, for if keeping the law could make us right with God, then there was no need for Christ to die. But he died. But he died for us, because the law was not enough. He died for us, because our own law that we put, you know, the things they said you can do and get right with God, they all were not working anymore. Nothing, none of that was working. But the blood of the Lord himself, the blood of Jesus Christ, was the only way we could be saved. And thank God we are saved. Thank God all our troubles are gone. Thank God we are new people. Thank God Christ saved us. Era tuli balokole. tulibalokole. Tulibalokole mu Yesu, tulibalokole mu gwe Taata waffe Yesu Kristo. Webale nnyo okutulokola, webalire ddala. Webale nnyo ku lw'omusaayi gwo, webale nnyo ku lw'ekisa kyo, webale nnyo ku lw'obulungi bwo, webale nnyo ku lw'ebirungi by'otukolera Yesu Kristo, webale nnyo ku lw'okutufuula abaana bo, webale nnyo okujja n'otufiirira ku musaalaba, era n'omala n'ozuukira n'oswaza sitaani, n'ozuukira n'oswaza okufa, n'oswaza geyena, n'oswaza entaana. Death is no longer eternal. Death is temporary. Because you died for us, you died for our sins, and you got up from that grave. Death is no longer a fear that rules our hearts. Because we are saved, we are in you, and we will forever be in you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you for the salvation. Thank you for your blood, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We will forever glorify your name, Lord Jesus. We will forever worship you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Brothers and sisters, as we finish up this session, that has been a wonderful session, I would love for you guys to humble yourselves and we pray together. And if you'd like to give your life to Jesus right now, if you'd like to turn to Jesus, if you'd like to give everything that you do unto Jesus, please prepare to pray with us right now, because we are about to do it. We are about to do it right now. Lord Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your blessing. Thank you so much for your grace. Thank you so much for saving us, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much for your word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Galatians 2:20, Lord Jesus. And thank you for carrying us through each and everything that we go through, Lord Jesus. The things we think that we can't finish, we finish them in your name, Lord Jesus. We finish them in your might, Lord Jesus, in your Holy Spirit, in your blood, Lord Jesus. We win over everything that disturbs us. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks for everything that you do for us. The things we know, the things we don't know. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, Lord, I'd like to pray for everybody out there. People going through troubles, people who are homeless, Lord Jesus. People who are out there working, Lord Jesus. The people who are striving to change their lives, Lord Jesus. Touch their lives, Lord Jesus. Turn them for better. For better. Show them who you are. Show them your face. Show them your face. Show them your reality, Lord Jesus. Show them your kindness. Put your love in their hearts, Lord Jesus. Let them know about you. Let them know about your goodness, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for each and everything you do for us, Lord Jesus. I believe that you came to save us and you saved us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for everyone out there. Thank you, Jesus, for the people who are recovering from their illnesses in the hospitals. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the people who have survived fatal accidents, Lord Jesus, today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We will continue to glorify your name. We will worship your name forever and ever. And we will echo the goodness of your word. We will echo your goodness all around the world. All around the world, they will know about your goodness, Lord Jesus. And for fellow Christians being slaughtered all around the world for their faith, Lord Jesus, give them the rest that they deserve. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. And Father, Lord, we pray that each and everything that we say on this show, Lord Jesus, may it go out there and help people change their lives, Lord Jesus. May they become better people, Lord. For you, Lord Jesus. For the word, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And for everybody out there that would like to give your life to Jesus right now, this is the time, Lord Jesus. You come down and intervene in their lives, Lord Jesus. Come down, Lord. Save them. They have troubles on their hearts. They have wars they think they can't win, but I know with you they can win all those wars over. Like everybody you helped did. Like when David beat the giant, Daniel survived the lions, Lord Jesus. And for the stubborn ones who are dodging your calling, Lord Jesus, you drive them back to your calling, like the way you did Jonah in the fish, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your salvation, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your miracles, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your abundance, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the faith that you put in us, Lord Jesus. Amen. 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 And for the people out there who would like to give your life to Jesus right now, you say these words with me. You say these words with me. Lord Jesus, I confess that I am a sinner and I turn away from my sinful ways. I give up on the ways of the world and turn to your ways, Lord Jesus. Carry me through all my troubles and strengthen my faith. I give my life to you, and I pray that you put my name in the book of life so that I survive the furnace of hell on judgment day. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church, MPC Radio. We love you so much, and this is a very wonderful session that we had together. Thank you so much for tuning in. To be honest, I don't know how many times I should thank you, but everywhere you are, all around the world, people in UAE, people in Grenada, people in Nigeria, people in Kenya, people in USA, people in Canada, everywhere you are, all around the world, thank you so much for listening to Nightlight. My name is Isaac Katadieba. I love you so much, but not more than the way Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you very, very much, and I don't want you to forget that at any point of your life. I want you to know that the Lord loves you. I want you to know that the Lord is always going to do everything that you want done in your life. Those things you fear, they are nothing. You get it? All right. Now we are getting going, but now we're going to get a short prayer to just end this session now, totally, okay? All right. Thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful session that we just had. Thank you, Jesus, for the message. And thank you, Jesus, for the lives that have received the message. We pray that you keep them safe, that you protect them as they go on to their work, as they go to their homes, as they sleep. Protect them, Lord Jesus. And send your angels to guard them. Send your angels all around the world to guard everyone. Send your angels to protect everyone. And send your grace, Lord Jesus, of all. Your Holy Spirit is already around, and may it protect everyone, and may it guide everyone to do good, and may it guide everyone to do the best for their neighbor. We love you, Lord, and thank you for Nightlight. Thank you for NPC Productions, and thank you for Namgongo Pentecostal Church, and thank you for Children's Welfare Mission. Amen. Thank you guys so much for listening to MPC Online Church. My name is Isaac once again. We are going now. It's late in the night, but this was Nightlight. We are here to be the light in your darkness, the light in your night. We love you so much. And this is the end of the show. But stick around, because there's so much nice stuff here. There's so much nice music coming up. There's so many nice things coming up. So please don't go anywhere. Stay hooked to the station. We love you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to NPC Radio. The next program is coming up, and you should not miss it for anything. Shalom. NPC Devotionals. Light for your day.
strength for your journey.
From morning vibes to late night praise, NPC Radio's got you covered all day. We play the hits, share the word, bring the laughs, and lift your faith. Whether it's Saved, Rhythm and Love, The Update, or Covenant Walk, there's always something fresh, fun, and full of Jesus. Tune in now at npcproductions.com/shows, NPC Radio, where faith meets the beat.
Tired of the same old content? Same songs, same shows, same noise. Switch to NPC Radio now. Gospel hits that inspire, talk shows with real-life wisdom, testimonies that shake the soul, fresh, faith-filled content every week. NPC Radio, more than just radio, its purpose, its power, its truth. Tune in today at npcproductions.com/shows.
You're locked in to the home of spirit-filled content. This is NPC Radio. Catch hashtag Save for the best in urban gospel music, Rhythm and Love for those sweet Jesus melodies that move the soul, The Update to keep you informed and inspired, and Covenant Walk for all things marriage and godly relationships. Don't miss Testimony Time, where real people share what the Lord has done. And that's not all. There's so much more waiting for you at npcproductions.com/shows. This is NPC Radio, the power of faith on air and online.